Item number 13.
From the Director, Department of Transportation, submitting an overview of the 2014 recommended budget for the Milwaukee County Department of Transportation. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right, let's go.
All right, thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. I'll make this brief. A lot of this has been discussed already in Finance Committee. Just to give you a brief overview, and we have the division directors here that can go over the independent areas if you'd like, or we can just take questions, but we'll leave that up to you. The department itself, as you can see from the report, total expenditures are in the neighborhood of $273 million, offset by revenues of $255 million, with tax levy support of $18.4 million. So the department as a total is heavily reliant on a lot of outside revenue sources, state, federal, so forth. The predominance of the levy itself is for the transit system, as many of you are aware. If you'd like, we can have directors come up and talk about.
Yeah, I have questions for
them. Okay, then would you like to come up?
Let's stay in your department. Let's go stay in yours real quick.
Director's office.
Director's office.
Sure. The director's office itself is there's a little bit of a change in what you've seen in the past. In the past, there's been a return of levy from the director's office. That's been realigned at this point in time to reflect a no levy return. It's not a change necessarily in what's going on in the director's office. It's a little bit of change in the budgeting methodology. We do have revenue coming in from towing revenue. That's brought down slightly from $269,000 to about $250,000 to accurately reflect what's going on that we're experiencing in towing revenue. The major initiative that we have in the department or in the director's office is requesting two additional positions, one for safety and emergency program manager and the other for a transportation analyst.
Are those the only new positions you're looking for?
In the director's office, that's correct.
He was transferred in and transfer out of your director office?
There's some transfers going on within the director's office and other areas to sync up where people are and where transfers have been made.
So basically, the director's office is heavily relying on tax levy, correct?
The director's office takes its charges and allocates them out to the other divisions within the department.
Across charges.
Right.
So it's heavy about test levy. Okay. Any questions about the director's office? Supervisor Washington.
Well, this is a little bit broader, but it goes to your strategy about, I guess, managing the department. Can you make a comment about the use of contract employees and how you're making the determination on whether or not we should hire inside versus these contract agencies?
I'm not sure you're following on contract agencies for which.
Well, you have temp workers. You're the director of your department. Don't you have some kind of influence on whether or not engineering instead of them hiring an engineer being a county employee versus them going to a staffing agency to get that engineer?
Mr. Supervisor, I think you might be thinking of architecture and engineering, which.
But I'm just saying that as an example, all throughout Department of Public Works, we have contract employees.
Within the Department of Transportation Services, we have one individual who's a temporary employee who's doing some permit work, but that's about it. We don't utilize a great deal of temporary employees in our department.
The other department is next to my question.
Okay, that's fine.
Any other questions?
I don't know. I thought he was in charge of the whole thing.
he had the umbrella, but he had the director.
That's fine.
To do the
that's
other
all right.
Ones.
Well, hold on a second. I mean, yes, I do. And if we have temporary employees, we'll let you know. But I think the area you may be thinking about is not under the Department of Transportation. That's under the Department of Administrative Services.
Fine.
All right, now, Brian, you want to jump in this? I'm trying to help you out for a second. I understand you over everything, but it's better for the departments who you have managing the department to explain a little bit better. Fleet, come up. Fleet, come on. You make this quick and simple. say about yours real quick, because I know exactly what's going on. But
so Chairman, Supervisors, Fleet Management, debt increased by $750,000 this year for cross charges due to the increase in purchasing of equipment for our capital. The main cross charges for fleet come from the new vehicles and the debt service to repay them, which is cross charged out to all the user departments. Expenditures of $5.8 million is in our capital improvement. In the past, they did not always have the interest as part of our capital. This year, for 2014, is the first year they're including the interest with the capital. So it increased it from $5.5 million to the $5.8 million with the $300,000 extra.
Okay, quick question. Do you generate revenue, or are you based on a tax levy, even though you are bonded?
We do not generate any revenue.
Okay. Do you have any temporary employees?
I have one.
All right. Any comments or questions? There's none. Airport, come on up. Highway decision will be fun.
Gary Bateman, Airport Director. This is Pat Walsleger, Deputy Director of Finance Administration. As you know, the airport has a lease agreement with the airlines that causes the airport to be a zero tax levy. As a part of that process, we do have a budget negotiation with the airlines, and they review our budget prior to us bringing it to the county executive and county board. So they've actually been a part of this process. The 2014 budget is fairly stable with 13. The biggest change is that it's a new metric for the airport. It's a new norm as we go through the process of readjusting to the reduced number of passengers and operations that, of course, caused us to hold a tight rein on expenses as our volumes go down. Interestingly, it appears that many of our concession revenues are holding stable. Rental cars are holding stable. Parking is down somewhat, but there's a parking increase for next year. Certainly the terminal rent is staying similar because Frontier continues to pay their rent even on the gates they don't use. Landing fee, of course, is adjusted with the reduced landing weights. For the capital budget, the only significant project of note is the continuation of the residential sound installation program, heavily federally funded. The other capital projects are continuing the asphalt and concrete projects at the airport to keep them up to standards.
Mr. Bateman, I know this is a question that I already know the answer. I think, Ms. Giordio, do you generate revenue from Milwaukee County?
We do not generate revenue per se, but we are cross-charged heavily by other departments.
Really?
Of course. It's the sheriff, central services, and a variety of others cross-charge the airport for services that we use.
Okay,
so we pay those cross-charges.
So county board needs to cross-charge you also. All right, thank you. That's a new thing for me. All right. Do you have any temporary employees?
Not currently.
Thank you very much. Now, that's it?
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me. Yeah. Anyone from here have any questions?
No, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Madam Clerk, one highway come up, please. Please, highway, come on up. Come on. And now, this is where you divided both two services together in highway.
Good afternoon.
Put together. Can you get us first? Go. So I'm sorry.
Good afternoon, Clark Quantock, Director of Highway Operations. Is correct. We have our highway operations maintenance of our county trunk highways, as well as maintenance of state highways and freeways.
Okay.
That's the highway side. And then there's the transportation services side where we do the design of improvements to our bridges, county highways.
Okay, so talk about highway, not transportation. Okay.
Sure. Okay. Within highways, the budget increases by $118,000 on the tax levy. That's directly related to two positions that we currently have that work. The positions currently do snow plowing in the winter time for highway operations. They would, those two positions would become full-time, so they're going from a 0.36 full-time equivalent to an actual one full-time equivalent, so it's an increase of 0.64 FTEs. And those, the duties of those individuals would be then to do additional maintenance on the county highway system. That's the purpose for adding those positions, switching them from the 0.36 FTE to the full-time.
Does everybody understand what they're doing? Okay, any questions? All right, do you generate revenue?
It would, in answer to that question, under the transportation services side, under capital program,
we're only talking about highway side.
The highway side would be yes, in terms of all the work that we do for the state, again, state trunk highways and freeways. On the maintenance of those, it generates roughly about $15 to $16 million per year.
How much is your budget? Well, I know it. Never mind. Why don't you say it for the record, please? I'm sorry.
Relative to the highway portion,
highway only
is $18 million.
So you have a $3 million tax levy.
About $2 million is associated with work that we do, not only for the county highways, but then we also do cross charges for other departments.
But
in the highways,
we just look at it simple. 15 from 18 is what? I mean,
$3 million.
8 from 5 is what?
That'd be $3 million. Okay, that's correct.
I'm just checking now. You went down to 2. I'm like, okay, I'll just check in. All right.
Rounding.
That's a hell of a round. Okay. Any other questions? All right. Now, can you go to the other side?
Sure. On our transportation services side, our capital improvements budget is roughly $11.5 million. Of that, 9 projects are continuation projects, which total roughly $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 9 new projects to get started. That's about $1.5 million. To understand the capital program, our typical designs take about 3 years to go from the initial stage of design through construction. So there's an engineering phase, there's a right-of-way acquisition phase, and then there's the construction phase. And so what you'll see in the capital program is dollars budgeted for each of those purposes over a number of years.
So, sir, do we have any new programs? I mean, any new projects that we put in the capital project, or are these continuation?
There's 9 projects totaling $1.6 million for the start of the design, yes.
Okay, so there's no new projects?
Those are the new projects. There's a total of 18 projects. 9 of them are continuation, and 9 are new.
Now, I think it's in your department, but I'm going to ask Mr. Dransett. You are looking for a grant writer, and can you tell me all the new grants that we have, no continuation grants? I'm talking about new grants, and also do we have green grants also? Is that person going? So what new grants have we had so far since you were looking for that person? Because you had that last year, so I'm trying to figure it out. Then we're going to be done. Yeah, we're going to get out of here right now.
Grant programs have changed somewhat considerably from the Department of Transportation's perspective. There's not very many competitive grants. They're now more formula-based grants. But they still are heavily involved in the transit area. We still have a lot of involvement with the 5307 program. Some of the changes to the 5339 program, which is bus and bus facility. There's changes with 5310, which is elderly-based program. So there's still a number of grant-related activities with regard, especially for the FTA side. Now, to your other question about green grants, we did receive an MMSD grant for green infrastructure, which is part of Clark's program that we're putting in now.
Okay. I don't think we need a grant writer. Thank you. Transit, come real quick because we wrapping up now. Although you're supposed to stay here, we long winded.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair.
Anything new in yours Oh, my only question I have for you is that $1 for paratransit. And if we, even though if we go back to $4, we still will have a $500,000 deficit. Am I correct?
That's the way I understand it, Mr. Chair.
Okay. And any new grants?
not at this time.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. Transit? And I want to thank everybody for coming in today. This means adjourned.
Yeah. 3 minutes.
Turn. Get that.